संख्या फर्स्ट कैंटो 13 चैप्टर 19 श्लोका प्रतिक्रियानायस्यः कुदाश्चेत्करस्य प्रभो सा पिता भगवान् कलः सर्वेषां नः संगतः प्रकृत्यानायस्येह कृताश्चित्करश्चित् प्रभो सा इवा भगवान् कलः सर्वेषं न संगतः प्रतिक्रियानयस्येह कुदाश्चित् कृश्चित् प्रभो स एष भगवान् कालः सर्वेश न समागतः प्रतिक्रियानां यस्येकः कुतश्चित् कुतश्चित् प्रभो सैषा भगवान् कालः सर्वेषां न समगतः प्रतिक्रियनायस्येह कुताश्चित्करति हित् प्रभो स एष भगवान् कालः सर्वेषां न समागतः प्रतिक्रियन यस्येह कदाचित् करिश्चित् प्रभो स एषो भगवान् कालः सर्वेषां समागतः प्रतिक्रिया रेमेडियल मेजर्स ना देयर इज नन यस्य ऑफ विच इता इन दिस मेटीरियल वर्ल्ड कुदाश्चित् बाय एनी मीन्स करहिश्चित् और बाय एनी वन प्रभो ओ माई लॉर्ड स दैट ईश पॉजिटिवली भगवान द पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड हैड काल इटर्नल टाइम सर्वेशम ऑफ ऑल न ऑफ अस समगत अराइव ट्रांसलेशन बाय श्री प्रभुपाद की दिस फ्रूटफुल सिचुएशन cannot be remedied by any person in this material frightful situation cannot be remedied by any person in this material world. My Lord, it is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and eternal time, Kala, that has approached us all. proffered by Srila Prabhupada, there is no superior power which can check the cruel hands of death. No one wants to die, however, acute source of a bodily suffering may be. Even in the days of so-called scientific advancement of knowledge, there is no remedial measure either for the old age or for the death. Old age is the notice of arrival of death served by the cruel time, and no one can refuse to accept either summon cause or supreme judgment of eternal time. This is explained before Dhritarashtra because he might ask Vidura to find out some remedial measure for imminent fearful situation, as he had ordered many times before. Before ordering, however, Vidura informed Dhritarashtra that there is no remedial measure by anyone or from any source in this material world. And because there is no such thing in the material world, death is identical with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As it is said that Lord Himself in Bhagavad Gita 10:34, death cannot be checked by anyone or from any source within the material world. Hiranyakashipu wanted to be immortal and underwent severe type of a penance by which the whole universe trembled, and Brahmaji himself approached him to dissuade Hiranyakashipu from such a severe type of a penance. Hiranyakashipu asked Brahmaji to award him the blessing of immortality, but Brahmaji said that he himself was subject to death, even in the topmost planet, so how could he award him the benediction of immortality? So there is a death even in the topmost planet of this universe, and what to speak of other planets which are far and far inferior in quality to Brahmaloka and residing planets of Brahma. Wherever there is an influence of eternal time, there is this set of tribulations, namely birth, disease, old age, death, and all of them are invincible. Srila Prabhupada ki. यहां पर हियर एज दे से टू थिंग्स आर वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट. वन इज टाइम, काल. काल और द टाइम, इट इज इंपर्सनल फॉर्म ऑफ द सुप्रीम. काल इंटरनल. There is no beginning and no end to time. Fortunately, unfortunately, because in the total time frame, we as a living entity fit at certain point, so for us that time becomes present, and the time which was before that becomes past, and time which is yet to come is future. However, time is a continuous process which is inconceivable, which is eternal, which is continuous. Remember when in Bhagavad Gita, there is a Virat group. Arjuna is looking at Krishna in the Virat group form. He sees him, and when he looks at the Virat group of Krishna, he sees that everything around him is being devoured. Everything is around him is destroyed, is already being engulfed. So at that time, Arjuna asks, O Lord of Lords, so fierce of the form, please tell me who you are. I want to know about you, and for I do not know what your mission is. That is Bhagavad Gita 11:31. And Supreme Personality Godhead says that that time I am the great destroyer of the world. I have come here to destroy all people, and with the exception of you, Pandavas. That is Bhagavad Gita 11:32. So Krishna says that he is a destruction. He comes as death. He comes as destroyer. And as we understand that most of the times there is a fear in the heart of living entities, in the heart of Jiva. And it is said here that nobody wants to leave this creation. Nobody wants, everybody wants to be eternal. But the very fact is that we are caged in this body. The bodily component of ours, which is Panchabhuta, is subject to destruction. However, there is an eternal form of ours, which is known as soul, atma, jivatma, atmatattva, spiritan, psychan, and so forth. There are many words by which this so-called Tathashta Shakti of Supreme, the energy of Supreme, which is described, which is eternal. So our relationship in the creation, since we are eternal, our relationship in the creation is also eternal. So there is no beginning and no end for the living entity also in the same way. However, because of a bodily or a conditioned state, when we leave our original constitutional position in the spiritual world, and we are willing to accept the position of lording over in the material world, we are given a certain kind of a body which are there in the form of 84 different lakhs of configurations, in which this living entity, according to the desire, according to the qualification of its karma in the past, it gets encaged. And then because of a forgetfulness of the Supreme, it continues to be in the material creation, life after life, birth after birth, and continues to and wants to be constantly here, irrespective of the suffering. But because of the laws of material nature, our transit, because of conditioned state, our transit in this creation is predetermined, is defined, and that definition and determination comes from various situations, in the sense beside our karma. Also, as the whole creation is subject to destruction up to Satyaloka, so everything which is in this universe is destroyed, and at some point of time everything goes back to in a dormant state, what is known as Mahatattva, which enters the Mahavishnu. So at the time of what we call a Mahaparalaya, universal destruction, everything gets annihilated. And everything has got a time duration, time frame. How this time frame works is very interesting. So, as Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 10:34, he says, Mrityu Sarva Harajaham, I will take away everything at the time of death. So whatever so-called economic development, advancement, material attachment, attachment related to this body in the form of a family, in the form of a job, in the form of a money, in the form of a house, in the form of a relation, in the form of a society, in the form of a country, in the form of a world, everything at certain point of time is subject to destruction and will be destroyed. And beauty of this time is that it is constantly in flow. As Chanakya Pandit used to say, that even if a second is lost, you cannot purchase it by any amount of money. So, on the other hand, it is said that time is very, very precious and it is constantly on flow. Now, important is that how we utilize this time, which is supreme itself in the inconceivable form, for the service of Supreme. See, time has given to us, been given to us. Certain time has been given to us. And this time can be utilized by two different ways. One is for material activity and the other is spiritual activity. So if we continue to utilize our time in material activity without any spiritual inclination, obviously we understand that any action performed in the creation is subject to reaction, and it is going to cause more and more entanglement for us. So our action leads to repeat action in the creation. That repetition leads to habit forming. Repetition of a habit leads to addiction. And repetition of addiction leads to character, samskar. And repetition of samskar leads to creation of a destiny. So as we say that we are a creator of our own destiny, to some extent that's true. Because our action and repeat action determines what we are going to get in the end of the day. And as we say that death comes without announcement. It is like a robber who has come to your doorstep with the gun pointed at our head and it says, leave everything, I'll take away everything. So death is like a robber which comes to a materialist and everything is lost. There is an example that there was a lady was living in a house and she was sleeping because she did not pay rent. So suddenly one fine morning police officers come, pick up everything of hers and put it on the road, including her bed on which she was sleeping. Everything was thrown out of that rented building on the road. And suddenly when she realized that she is on the road and her house has been taken away, she got up, wanted to call up her husband, and she went to call up the husband. When she went to call up the husband, in the meantime there were few thieves who took away all her belongings, including TV, other things, almirah, money, everything which was there. When she comes back, everything is lost. So death is something like, it is like a robber. Now, we all know, and people always ask, that alright Swamiji, you are a devotee, that is also going to come to you. What is the difference? That is inevitable. It will come to you also. How can you escape this? And it is going to come to me also. So how does it make a difference? So he says that while I am in this body, let me enjoy it. That is coming to you also, that is coming to me also. So what is the difference? While I am here, I must enjoy. And you are unnecessarily suffering. So what is the big difference? The big difference is, as they say, that for devotee, that death comes as Krishna, and for the demon, Krishna comes as death. So for a devotee, death comes as Krishna, and for demon, Krishna comes as death. Now how do we understand this? There is a simple example of Mayank Naya, you know the cat. Cat picks up the kitten with the steel jaws, and the cat picks up the mouse also with the steel jaws. There is a big difference. While a kitten feels very, very safe in the jaws of its mother, while mouse is frightened, is already dead while it is being caught by the jaws of the same cat. So that is a big difference. Question is that, are you on the side of the army of the Supreme or against the side of the army of the Supreme? As simple as that. Are you on the side of Arjuna or all Pandavas on the side of Krishna, or on the other hand on the side of Duryodhana? So as long as we are utilizing our precious time in the service of Supreme in some form or the other, it is going to be always advantageous for all of us. Beauty is that, as Prabhupada has created this family of International Society of Krishna Consciousness, where he has designed a very special way of living in the form of a Krishna Consciousness, where we can utilize all our senses morning till evening in the service of Supreme, keeping him as the center of our life. As long as material activity is the center of our life, obviously we are subject to karma and vikarma. As soon as we center our life in alignment with the Krishna consciousness, automatically our karma becomes a karma. And the ill effect of activity which we were performing in the creation is neutralized, deactivated. So what we are doing is, we are using our senses, sense of eating prasada, our dancing activity for the Supreme, for the satisfaction of Supreme, as against the materialist who is constantly interacting with the material creation and keeping himself as the center of life, keeping his profession and all his activities involved in that. By default, because our nature as a spiritual tattva We are supposed to serve. That is our basic nature. Like liquidity is the nature of the water, heat and light is the nature of fire. Similarly, service and attachment is the nature of the soul. And it is inseparable. So now the question is whether we utilize our servitude attitude for the service of Supreme or for the service of Maya. That is the only difference. They say if we are not serving Krishna, we are serving Maya. There is no other way. Living entity cannot do anything other than these two services. Either he is in service of Krishna, if he is not there, he is in service of Maya. It's as simple as that. So, most important is that we align our position in such a way that we serve Krishna rather than serving Maya. And they say that this lifetime is the preparation for the final examination which comes as death. We all have heard people telling us that there is something called the art of living. However, in ISKCON, instead of believing in the art of living, we believe in the art of dying. We learn how to remember Krishna at the time of death, constantly chanting throughout of life, preparing our mind in such a way that it gets completely detached from the material attachments. It gets higher attachments in the form of our Krishna bhakti, in the form of our devotional service. And antakale, it should be able to remember the lotus feet of the Supreme, where it has to ultimately go in service in the Goloka Vrindavan. So in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 8:5, it says that, and whoever at the end of his life quits his body remembering me alone, at once attains my nature. Oh, this there is no doubt. So Krishna emphatically, strongly says in Bhagavad Gita, 8th chapter, 5th sloka, where it says that in the end, if you remember me, you are sure to come to me. On the other hand, if you remember your Pitra, you are supposed to go to Pitra Loka. If you remember something in the material, you are going to come back here. So, I was trying to analyze that how really can we get out of this so-called bhavasagar, cycle of death and birth and death. For this, if we understand that what is the flow of ours from one body to the other and then to the other, we will be able to understand to some extent that how to really go about doing that. They say at the time of death, as the gross body is going to die, subtle body is still living. Subtle body is still attached, covering the soul. in the form of our intelligence, mind and false ego. So in all, this mind is a very important component of a subtle body. If it is full of material desire, it is bound to come back to the material creation. There is no doubt about it. But if it is full of desire of serving Krishna, it is bound to go to Krishna Loka. So the whole idea is to really train your mind to a great extent where it always remembers Krishna and never forgets Krishna. As in Padma Purana they say, always remember Krishna, never forget Krishna. These are the two rules to success. And then it says in next shloka, whatever state of being one remembers, when he quits his body, O son of Kunti, the state he will attain without fail. So this is very, very clear. And in the next shloka it says, therefore Arjuna, you should always think of me in the form of a Krishna. At the same time, carry out your prescribed duty of fighting. With your activities dedicated to me, your mind, intelligence fixed on me. So mind and intelligence fixed on Krishna, you will attain me without doubt. So Krishna says that you have to keep me as the center of your life. Constantly as a focused point, lotus feet of Krishna. It also says that you need not leave your position, material position, if you are already conditioned. At some point of time, whenever we come to Krishna consciousness, we are already conditioned with certain worldly attachments which are impossible to at times quit, or our attachments are so strong that it is not easy to quit, or our material responsibilities are already there. It may not be right to quit. Krishna says that despite being in whatever position, whatever profession, whatever work you are doing, keep me as the center, offer everything to me. So, at times, as they say, that because of our material conditioning and positioning, we may not be able to devote time, but then money is always welcome. Utilize your money which you have earned for the service of Supreme. That will add as an advantage to decrease our karmic influences. So it is said that time is very important. Time must be given, because time is Krishna's time. Actually, we are stealing his time for our benefit. We are thieves. So whatever time we must give for the service, and if time is a difficulty, we can always donate, always spend some money for the service of Supreme. And people tell me that paths leads to Krishna. Whether you do this, whether you do that, whether you do this service or whether you do that service, but that's not true. Fact is that by buying a ticket for Calcutta, you can't reach Chennai. So if you are doing a devotional service for Krishna, obviously you are sure to reach the Krishna Loka or Goloka. So, as sometimes materialists or unknown devotees discuss and tell that why should we spend our time in doing devotional service? Last minute, you will remember it. Don't worry. But Krishna says that I am cheater of cheaters. If you think of cheating me, I am the best cheater. So it is not going to be easy to remember Krishna, because power of thinking and remembering also comes from Krishna. So we must always remember, constantly do the activities in alignment for Krishna. So I am going to be concluding now. So, laws of karma are inevitable. As we said, time is eternal. It is the inconceivable component, part of the Supreme, which is unmanifest form of the Supreme. This is basically a connection between the Lord and the Maya. Kal is the connection. Jai. How it is connected, as Prabhupada gave a very lucky. As Prabhupada gave an example, how Maya is connected to Supreme is like a tape recorder. There is a Prabhupada's recorded voice which is running on a tape recorder. It is the voice of Prabhupada, but it is disconnected from him. So, the recorder acts like a Maya, and the software on the tape acts like a Kala. So, that's how it manifests. And how do we really go about doing? It says that first thing first, we should realize that we are not this body, we are the spirit soul. Next thing is that we should understand and have an adequate knowledge. And activity must be performed in the form of at the level of a soul. So any activity which is performed at the level of a body is a material activity, but if the activity is performed at the level of a soul, is a spiritual activity. And all the activities which are in the temple, which are using a regulated principles, regular chanting of the name of the Supreme, regular study of a Bhagavad Gita and Vedic Shastra, eating prasadam and living book distribution, doing all the activities of a temple construction and propagating the name of the Supreme. All these activities are activities of soul rather than the activities of the body. So what we should be avoiding, we all know these principles. And so by and large, I believe that as Prabhupada has said here, that so Prabhupada ji said that because the influence of the time is eternal and in fact there is an example given of Hiranyakashipu who wanted to be eternal, who wanted to be immortal in the creation, and he asked Brahma ji that give me a benediction for being immortal. And you know how he was devoured by Narasimha Dev at the time of when death comes. So everything gets snatched from us. Instead of a material activity, we should be focusing on the spiritual activity and constantly keep chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, bhaktan ki jai. Have any questions? Question is that he says that there are various wars which are across. Hiroshima Nagasaki is one war where there were people who were devoured by the nuclear attack. Why so? That's the question. Then how come people are able to destroy others? At a mass scale. See, in the process of eternal time, if we look at, the creation goes into various yugas. It starts with cyclic yugas, in the sense that it starts with Satyuga, Treta, Dwapar, and then Kaliyuga. And each yuga has got a duration, about 17 lakh odd for a Satyuga, 12 lakh odd for Treta, then about 8 lakh odd for Dwapar, and a 4 lakh 32,000 years for Kaliyuga. Now in the cycle, everything is at some point of a time is annihilated and then it is re-brought into the cycle. Now because of a kind of a material advancement or a scientific development which we have created on this planet, which is a mritu loka, we are trying to develop something which are the weapons of destruction. That is, see, all these so-called material advancements which we are doing, whether for our comfort, whether for our destruction, all this we are doing because of our material motives behind it. And living entities are in the creation, which are also coming because of their desires which are there. So when we are creating certain modes of destruction, we have a living entities which are having a certain desire, and they have to undergo certain kind of a suffering because of their previous karmic influences. Then we have to, you know, interrelate everything in the context of a creation. And once we relate everything in the context of creation, then we realize that at certain point of a time, those living entities who had that kind of a karmic influences, who were supposed to be undergoing certain kind of a destruction at certain point of a time, would gather there at that point of a time. How, why, we do not know, but it so happened that while you want to get into a plane, you do not get a seat, and you are left behind. However, whole plane gets hijacked or whole plane gets destroyed. So we don't know how, when he knows best. He is the Paramatma Tattva sitting in all of us, everywhere in the creation. So apparently, it may look a destruction or a death or a bad influence on us. Or apparently we may say that mere saath aisa bura kyun hua? Why do I suffer? Question is that all this play which is happening around us has got only one aim. And that aim is that how soon we realize that our constitutional position is Jivera Swarup Ahe Krishnar Nitya Das. So this will continue to happen in the creation. Sometimes destruction, sometimes good, somebody advanced, somebody going high up, somebody, now people are planning to go to the other planet, somebody wants to go to Mars, somebody wants to go to so-called station on the in the universe, the extraterrestrial stations. So all this will continue to happen because of our material mentality. We will continue to concoct things, and we will also continue to modify the shastras according to our need. That is what is happening in various religions around you. You can see what they are doing. These are Kaitava Dharma. The original Dharma is being misinterpreted, being misutilized, being misused to brainwash and then ultimately cause mass destruction across us. Because there are a few souls who have that type of a karmic influence, that type of a karmic suffering involved, they would gather there, they would be there at that point of a time to undergo that kind of suffering. So all this tells us that this is not a happy place. This world is not a happy place. As various gurus and various Since in past it said that ये एक सराय है, एक आप किराएदार हो, कुछ समय के लिए यहां हो, यहां की कंडीशन इंप्रूव करने की कोशिश मत करो, अपने आप को सुधार के बाहर निकल जाओ, आप जिंदगी भर टाइम वेस्ट करते रह जाओगे. बट एट द सेम टाइम बिकॉज वैष्णवा इज वेरी कंपैशनेट, ही इज वरीड अबाउट द सफरिंग ऑफ द अदर जीवा बिकॉज ही रियलाइज ही नोज सो ही डजंट वॉन्ट पीपल टू सफर. You remember there was one of the, I think, in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela, Vasudev Ghosh, I think. Vasudev. So he said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him, he was very happy with him, ki, you ask for any benediction. So he prayed to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he said, Hey Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, please take all these jivas who are in the creation back to Goloka. In the bargain, let me suffer in the hellish planet. Can you imagine the amount of compassion? When he said that, what did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu say? That even if I do that, this creation is again going to get filled. So it is not as living entities are unlimited in number, so the creation of the Supreme by the will of the Supreme, Supreme Ichha Shakti say, it will continue to flow in a certain fashion. Question is that because we have entered at certain point of a time which is the best time ever in the creation, when Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 18 that Sarva Dharma Parityajya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes to tell you how to go about doing that bhakti, and Prabhupada comes to enforce across the world how to go about doing that. It's the best time. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu does not come in every millennium after Krishna to say this. It's a very fortunate time when we are in the creation, when we have a certain realization with the mercy of Gurus, Vaishnavas, with the mercy of in the whole parampara which is sitting behind to pull us, start getting pulled. Wo bolte hai na ke ek, sorry, band kar dun kya main? Ek andhe kuwe mein there was a person who had fallen. Sukha kuwa tha, ghat thi, चलते चलते वो उसमें गिर गया तो चिल्लाने लगा, बचाओ बचाओ बचाओ. ऊपर से एक इंसान आदमी जा रहा था, उसने देखा कहीं से आवाज आ रही है, तो घूमते हुए देखा तो कुएं में ड्राई वेल था, उसमें एक इंसान नीचे गिरा हुआ था. तो इधर उधर गया, वो गांव में गया, रस्सियां लाया, रस्सियों को बांध के रस्सियां अंदर डाली. जब उसने रस्सियां अंदर डाली तो अंदर जो आदमी था वो बोल रहा था, बचाओ बचाओ बचाओ. ये ऊपर से आदमी बोला, भाई मेरे रस्सी तो पकड़ ले, बचाऊंगा तो तब, इफ यू मेक सम एफर्ट. तो एफर्ट करना हमारा काम है, रस्सी पकड़ना हमारा काम है, परंपरा तो खींच लेगी लेकिन रस्सी पकड़ना जरूरी है. हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम राम राम. I hope that satisfies your question. Or you have some. Yes. Yeah.